The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Whether or not you possess religious faith, you know what it means to preach. Preaching is speaking a truth, a way of professing what's what. And it's a performance. An occasion when words take on an almost physical presence as vehicles for some kind of urgent news. One person can preach the gospel just as emphatically as another can sermonize on secular matters, like love or money. In today's poem, The Preacher Addresses the Seminarians, by Christian Wyman, we get both the sacred and the secular in passionate, acrobatic language. The Preacher Addresses the Seminarians, by Christian Wyman. I tell you, it's a bitch, existence, some Sundays. And it's no good pretending you don't have to pretend, don't have to hitch up those glue-futured nags, hope and help, and whip the sorry chariot of yourself toward whatever hell your heaven is on days like these. I tell you, it takes some hunger heaven itself won't slake to be so twitchingly intent on the pretty organist's peddling, so lizardly alert to the curvelessness of her choir robe. Here it comes, brothers and sisters, the confession of sins, hominy, hominy, dipstick doxology, one more church-curdled hymn we don't so much sing as haunt. Grounded altos, gear-grinding tenors, 20 gently bewildered men lip-syncing along. You're up, pastor. Bring on the unthunder, some trickle-piss tangent to reality, some bit of the gospel grueling out of you. I tell you, sometimes mercy means nothing but release from this homiletic hologram, a little flesh step sideways, as it were, setting passion on autopilot, as if it weren't, to gaze out in peace at your peaceless parishioners. Booze glazes and facelifts, bad mortgages, bored marriages, a masonry of faces at once specific and generic. And here and there, that rapt, famished look that leaps from person to person, year to year, like a holy flu. All these little crevices into which you've crawled like a chubby plumber with useless tools. Here, have a verse for your wife's death. Here, have a death for your life's curse. I tell you, some Sundays, even the children's sermon, maybe especially this, sharks your gut like a bite of tin some beer-guzzling goat either drunkenly or mistakenly decides to sample. I know what you're thinking. Christ's in this. He'll get to it, the old cunner. Somewhere, somehow, there's the miracle meat, the aurora borealis blood, every last atom compacted to a grave, and the one thing that every man must lose to save. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you two things today. First, though this is not for me one of those bilious abrading days, though in fact I stand before you in a rage of faith and have all good hope that you will all go help untold souls back into their bodies, ease the annihilating no above which they float, the truth is our only savior is failure. Which brings me to the second thing, that goat. It was real, It is, as is usually the case, the displacement of agency that is the lie. It was long ago, Mexico, my demon days. It was a wager whose stakes I failed to appreciate. He tottered, he flowered, he writhed time to a fraught quiet and kicked occasionally and lay there twitching, watching me die. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.